Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Francine Stillmarker.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay, hi, Francine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
We already done everything.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And you haven't had an attorney assist you with this yet?
No.
Okay. So no signature sign, nothing like that, right?
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. And have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what cancer were you diagnosed with afterwards?
Ovarian.
Ovarian. I see. And I am so sorry to hear that. Do you know when you were diagnosed with that, Francine?
Yes. I was diagnosed in 2023.
Okay. 2023. Do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
The doctor that I had was, you see, I had two doctors.
Okay.
So, one doctor was a lady. Let's see which one. Okay. OBGYN Dr. Dominique Allen. That was the first one.
Okay.
And then we had another one. Second doctor was Dr. Albert Stern, and that went down to Holy Cross Hospital.
I see. Okay, no worries. So I do see a Dr. Albert Stern, and then the other one you said was Dominique Ann.
And that was Dr.? Dr. Dominique.
Okay.
Allen. She was a gynecologist.
Okay, I see. And was she the one that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's see here. And where did you say that this was? Where was it that you were diagnosed?
Holy Cross Hospital. 1500 Forest Glen Road, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay. Okay, I do see a Dr. Dominique Allen right there in Maryland. Okay, just one second. And you said you were diagnosed, and were you using the hair relaxers in Maryland, all of in the state?
Yes.
Okay. No worries. Okay, just one second. Now, you said this was in Silver Spring, Maryland, right?
The Holy Cross Hospital, yes.
Okay.
Zip code was 20910.
Okay. I do see it here, I think, 1500 on Forest Glen Road. Is that the one?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, great. Okay, now did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before your diagnosis?
Yes, it was about six times.
Six times a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yeah, no worries. And what was your date of birth?
My date of birth is March the 31st, 1958.
Perfect. March 31st, 1958. Okay.
Yes.
Now, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know if any other
I was
friends?
Tested.
Okay, but never diagnosed.
Right.
Right, okay. No, that's really good to hear. Perfect. And Francine, do you know anyone else that used hair relaxer and was maybe affected by it?
Yes. Yes.
You do. Who is it that was affected?
One of my sisters.
Okay. And does she have representation as well?
No.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Now what, I'm sorry, when did you start using the hair relaxer? Do you remember the year?
1999.
Okay. And when was the very last time that you used it?
2023.
Okay. 2023. Okay, so it seems like you used it for about 24 years in total. Does that sound right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you use the hair relaxer? Was this at a salon or was this at home?
No, I went to different salons.
Okay. Okay. Would you happen to have any receipts for those visits or anything similar?
No.
That's okay. Do you remember the brand name that they used? Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal. Do you have an idea?
The Dark and Lovely.
Okay. No worries. The Dark and Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this question is a little redundant, but I just need yes or no. Did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the hair relaxers?
No.
Okay. So you were diagnosed at least 2 years after, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And what type of treatment did you receive? Was it a chemotherapy, radiation?
Chemotherapy.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the chemotherapy, and we also had the,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Okay. Do you know when you started the treatment? Was this in 2023 as well?
2023.
Okay.
March 2023.
Okay. March of 2023. And again, for doctor's names, I have, let's see here. I have Albert J. Sterin. Was he one of the ones that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. And again, this is at the Holy Cross Hospital, right?
Holy Cross.
Okay.
And you know, when you were saying what kind of therapy, remember, I had the chemo, plus I had, it was an IV that they put through,
okay.
You know, in my cancer cells.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And IV. Okay. I'll make sure to take note mm-hmm. of that. Thank you so much for bringing that up.
Right.
Okay. Now, can you confirm your gender for me as well, Francine?
Can you speak up? I can't hardly hear you that good. Can you speak
yeah.
up a little bit more?
Of course. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Perfect. Okay, now I have your name spelled F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then last name I have S-T-E-L-L-M-A-C-H-E-R. Is that correct as well?
Correct, yes.
Okay, did you have a middle name?
Joy,
J-O-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
J-O-Y-C-E.
Oh.
Joyce,
perfect. So J-O-Y-C-E.
Very cool. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And what was your social, Francine?
577-80-2400.
Perfect. I have 577-80-2400. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I have your email here. It's franstab2012@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. And then I have phone number as 240-832-0903. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Now, what was your address?
2412 Porter Avenue. Suitland, Maryland, 20746.
Perfect. Okay, I have 2412 Porter Avenue in Suitland, Maryland, 20746. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Perfect. And is there an apartment number or is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, and now do you have the medical records for the diagnosis?
No, not right now, because
okay.
I'm not available, you know, where I can be.
Yeah, that's okay, but the hospital would have them, I'm assuming.
Yes, the
Okay.
hospital have everything.
Yeah, perfect. Now we do require an emergency contact, Francine, just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, Loretta, LORETTA, Houston, HOUSTON,
Perfect. And what was the phone number?
202
202.
221-4091.
Perfect. And what was the relationship to Loretta?
Sister.
Okay, beautiful. Sister, great. So, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft up a DocuSign, Francine. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. So, what this DocuSign is for is it's just giving the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records to try to get started on that case for you. Now that I am going to send it, do you have a preference of it being sent to your email, your text messages?
Yeah, text message be e better,
Okay.
easier.
Sounds great. So I'll make sure to send that to your text messages. Before I send it, I'm going to verify some information. Just let me know if any of it sounds incorrect, okay? I have Francine Joyce, last name STELLMACHER. I have your address is 2412 Porter Avenue in Suitland, Maryland, 20746. I then have your date of birth as March 31st, 1958, and your social is 577-802400. Is all of that correct?
Everything correct.
Perfect. Now I did just send that through. Let me know when you do receive it, okay?
Okay. Okay, we got it.
Okay, great. Perfect. Now, if you can open it up, it's going to have that link for you. Again, it's just so the attorneys can have your consent to get started. And then if you have any issues signing, just let me know. It's down the line, okay?
Okay, let me see. Okay, so it say, do you agree? So yes. Okay. Okay, DocuSign. Okay, please sign. Okay, this it won't sign. It say please sign, we're trying to sign, but it won't go through.
Okay, is there a start or continue button that you can press before you click on that?
Okay. Okay. Try one more time. Okay, we did it.
Perfect. Was there a completed or a finished button?
Completed. Let me see. It
Or maybe
say
a finished button at the
adapt.
top.
Okay, let me see. Completed. Draw and sign. Okay, we did that.
Okay, perfect. Now, anywhere where it's yellow, that's where you're going to tap on. Just follow the yellow brick road until it says
Okay.
finish, and then I'll let you know when I
Okay, I
receive it.
did.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, just keep doing it till it say finish. Let me see. Okay, finish.
Perfect. Now we wait on my end just one second here. Okay, I'm not receiving it quite yet. After you pressed finish, did it take you back to a signature field we might have accidentally
You got to
skipped?
touch all those yellow buttons.
Yes.
Say next sign. Okay. Okay, it looked like you're saying everything. Okay, let's see, finish. Okay, it looked like it's saying one more. Next. Okay, draw your initials. Okay, adapt. Okay. On your end, what else missing?
It should, if it says finish and you click on it, it should redirect you to any that are missing. But I'll let you know when I do receive on my end. It might just be taking a little bit.
Okay, good. I'm trying to finish it. I'm trying to see.
Okay.
Okay, signature. Date. Okay, you got the date. You got 12/9. You got initial. Okay, you got that. Got that. Okay, you get the signature, got the initials. Okay, I can't see. Okay, I got that signature. Now I'm trying to, if I can just get this last finish. Okay, it looked like it said finish, because that's the last one.
Okay, perfect. And then if you click on that finish button, does it bring anything else up on your end?
Okay, I push finish.
Mm-hmm. It keep going
back up to initials.
Okay, so we might have just skipped that field, you know, by accident. If it's still yellow, you can try to click on it and then try to input your initials. It might just be that one that's missing.
Nope, it won't let me. But all the signatures is in the spots and stuff and the dates.
Okay. Is there any other yellow boxes that you might still need to tap on?
Just phrasing, cell marker, everything. Initials, everything.
Okay.
Everything sign, initials, sign, and did all that. And then I'm coming down to hit finish again. I push finish, the last button, and it keep going back up there.
If it keeps going back up there, it usually is because there might be something missing. Yeah, again, is there anything maybe red or yellow that's
yeah. I want to say FS. Mm-hmm.
Take that out your mouth. You eating paper? Open your mouth.
It's this one. It's not this one initial, this one that. I don't know how to get to that one. Oh,
you got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back down. Let's try it again. Let's try finish. Okay, it's finished. So you done?
Yay, perfect. Okay, I did receive it on my end, Francine. Perfect. Thank you so much for your patience on that, Francine. No, the attorneys will reach out within, I would say within 48 hours to verify some information with you. It's just going to be a short, you know, call just to verify what you told me. Besides that, once you do have any case-related inquiries or any concerns, anything at all, really, you can always reach out to them or myself, and I'd be more than happy to help. Now, before I do let you go, Francine, do you have any questions for me?
No. Everything's good. We're just ready to get the money.
Of course. Well, thank you again for your time, Francine, and I hope you have a good one, okay? Happy holidays.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.